The Organization of American States will send an electoral observer mission to Dominica. Today at OAS headquarters in Washington, the government of Dominica signed an agreement with the OAS regarding privileges and immunities of the observer mission. Chief of Mission Stephen Greiner, who is fresh from elections in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, explains.
We have two standard agreements we signed when we observe an election. The first one is the Agreement on Privileges and Immunities, and that's signed directly with the government. That allows our observers to have free access to the country, that they can travel to whatever part of the country they need to travel to. And then the second agreement I'll be signing with the Supervisor of Elections on Monday, and that has to do with electoral guarantees. So that gives us access to all the information and facilities in the electoral authority that we need to do our job.
Representing the government of Dominica in the signing ceremony was its OAS interim representative, Judith Ann Rowe. The OAS Assistant Secretary General Albert Ramden signed on behalf of the organization. Ramden said the OAS is always willing to observe elections in a member state.
Elections are an important part of the political life in our countries, in our member states. So it is important to take note of that process. Secondly, we all can learn from every election. And I think that's the other side of the coin, is that what we take away from elections in every country are best practices, are good practices. And we certainly hope that we will see those also in Dominica. It is up to the political leaders in the lead up to the 18th of December to build that environment for a peaceful election, that everybody feels safe and free of fear and intimidation to go to the ballot. So I hope that we will see that as the main conclusion for this election. And afterwards, all will be able to accept the outcome as it is, in the good tradition of Caribbean democracy.
There are 12 members in the OAS Observer Mission. Part of that mission arrived in Dominica today. Reporting for OAS Radio in Washington, this is Kern Stanley.